let the doctor in. Please don't touch the displays, little boy. Oh, cute. And moving to the next aisle, we have Arachnida. The spider is our finest collection. This friendly little devil is the Heptathelidae, unfortunately harmless. Next to him, the nasty Lycosa raptoria. His tiny fangs cause creeping ulcerations of the skin. And here, my prize, the Black Widow. Isn't she lovely and so deadly? Her kiss is 15 times as poisonous as that of the rattlesnake. You see, her venom is highly neurotoxic, which is to say that it attacks the central nervous system, causing intense pain, profuse sweating, difficulty in breathing, loss of consciousness, violent convulsions, and finally, death. You know, I think what I love the most about her is her inborn need to dominate, possess. In fact, immediately after the consummation of her marriage to the smaller and weaker male of the species, she kills and eats him. Oh, she is delicious. And I hope he was. Such power and dignity, unhampered by sentiment. If I may put forward a slice of personal philosophy, I feel that man has ruled this world as a stumbling, demented child king long enough. And as his empire crumbles, my precious Black Widow shall rise as his most fitting successor.
These words he speaks are true. We're all luminary stew. We don't pledge allegiance to the Black Widow.
The other day, I was listening to A Fantastic Boo by the inimitable Paul Hopkins, i.e. VI Podcasting, and his cohort, the lovely Claire Randall. They were discussing music that each one listens to when the other one isn't around to hear it. So Claire happened to play part of Thriller by Michael Jackson, and yes, I have to confess, I actually really do like that song. In fact, I like most of the entire album. I got it when I was a kid from a friend of my mum's, and I guess it has held fond memories for me ever since. Well, thanks to Claire and Paul, Thriller has been in my head for the past few days now, and by the way, I would highly encourage you to give that duo a listen. It's absolutely brilliant. Some really good music in there. But yes, Thriller has been in my head for the past few days, vying for position with the version of Cornerstone that I recorded at a concert the other night. I actually heard the original version of Cornerstone when I got back home, and I must say, this is a case of liking the cover a lot more than the original. Sorry, Hillsong. You lose. But yeah, I've had Thriller by Michael Jackson vying with a religious worship song. Interesting combination. Anyhow, I decided to try and get rid of Thriller by finding the other song that's so famous for having Vincent Price in it. That would be, of course, Black Widow by Alice Cooper. I own the album from which that comes. It is one of my favorite albums of all time. Brilliant stuff. So I had to get that out and listen to it. Well, I think doing that sparked this really funny dream that I thought I would tell you folks about. So two nights ago, I was dreaming that I was sitting in the fellowship hall after church during the coffee hour, talking to a friend of mine from church about how much I like Vincent Price. And my friend was like, oh, well, I can take you to meet him if you want. And I was like, oh, really? And she said, yeah, he lives in the nursing home where my mother lives. Which is absolutely ridiculous, of course. But I was like, oh yeah, please do take me, I'd love to meet him. So the dream sort of did one of those nimble leaps that dreams often do, and the next thing I knew, we were in the car, getting out of the car, at this person's mother's nursing home. And there was Vincent Price himself sitting on the terrace enjoying a cup of tea. So we got to go over and say hello, and I was saying, well, I'm sure you get this all the time, but I'm a really huge fan, and I've enjoyed everything from your appearances in Suspense to, yes, The Black Widow and Thriller, which I don't even know if you enjoyed doing, but I certainly enjoyed them. And, I don't know, we got talking about, I can't remember exactly how, but about books, I think. Because he had mentioned doing some audio narration in my dream. And so I was saying, well, what books do you like? And he mentioned something. I can't remember what it is now. Not something that you would think of as being Vincent Pricean, that's for sure. Ken Follett, maybe? I don't know. I might be getting that confused because somebody recommended Pillars of the Earth to me as well the other day. So in my dream, I said, well, would you consider, if I give you a recorder, would you read some Edgar Allan Poe for me? And he said, oh yeah, I'd love to do that, no problem. So yes, apparently I know Vincent Price now. Yay, go me. Oh, that was funny. And he did sound pretty much exactly as I thought that he would at the advanced age that he would be now if he were still alive. So, I don't know, I just thought you folks might get a kick out of that. And now I have to go and listen to the rest of that Alice Cooper album because it is absolutely phenomenal. Fantastic stuff. By the way, just so you all know, it is raining like crazy here, and apparently may well do so into the next couple of days. So I'm eternally grateful that I'm no longer in a basement apartment, because it probably would have been flooded out. The rain has receded to some extent, but I think if I open the window, you might be able to... Oh, no. Of course, Murphy's Law. As soon as I open the window, it stops. Oh, it's kind of still raining a bit, but yeah. It's not nearly as heavy as it was, but it's going to get back to that state, I have no doubt. Ooh, it is cold. Holy bananas. Okay, let's shut this window. All these lashings of rain, this continuous wet weather, has put me in mind of a poem by Stevie Smith called Not Waving But Drowning. Because, boy, if this rain doesn't quit, soon we will be drowning. And we won't have to worry about any black widows.